Oh, fuck. No, stop it. Don't do that.
Hello, and welcome to a minisode of My Streaming Bubble, the podcast where I talk about the shows I love with the people I tolerate. I am your TV watching and talking host, Jen, and it's that time of the month where I fold and put away the laundry and for a mini bubble. I bet y'all thought I was going to make a period joke, but I didn't. It would have been spotty at best. Anyway, so it is getting to be about March. The date I'm recording, it's like end of February right now, the date that I'm recording this. But March is our big birthday month. It's our March birthday madness. And so it's just kind of easier for me to do these mini bubbles and edit them. Just to kind of have a nice little backstock of episodes to be released at a later date than trying to work on pod prep. Oh, watching TV is so hard, I know. But paying attention and not falling asleep can be sometimes, all right, when it's like really late. Anyway, so it's a little easier for me to manage time-wise recording and editing mini bubbles rather than trying to schedule and maintain that kind of podcast routine, I suppose you could say. I have certain days I record and edit and all that good stuff. So this allows me a little flexibility. It's not quite as time intensive, like it doesn't require as much time. So for all my lovely bubblies, there will be a handful of mini bubbles coming your way. So as I work through the month of March and getting these all recorded. But first up is a watch and react to the movie Saltburn. I know nothing about this movie. I know you guys probably are just like, how do you manage to have like a TV and film podcast and know nothing about TV and film? It's pretty amazing what I'm able to avoid, especially with something like this. I still don't know anything about it. My podcast brain twin Aaron over at It's a Fandom Thing podcast, also co-host of our other podcast, Twin It to Win It, she wanted to know my thoughts on three specific scenes. So I figured, you know, what better way to provide that than with a watch and react? And I guess I'm still calling it that. It's pretty on the nose. It's pretty descriptive. Sometimes I run into the issue of trying to be too clever and it just, no one gets it. So I guess we'll stick to just watch and reacts. That's fine. Also, I'm kind of garbage at getting those polls posted and stuff like that. So it's not great, but it's not that bad. Anyway, so first up is going to be Saltburn. The next one I have planned after that is Thanksgiving. But if you have any suggestions on anything else that I should cover, either as a watch and react or just a post-watch summary with my takes on it, my opinions and whatnot, I can do that as well. So I will give you the, you can send all of those suggestions to mystreamingbubble@gmail.com. I will give socials and contact information again at the end of the episode. But I figured since I mentioned it now, I should probably just at least give the email address. So, all right. So I'm going to go ahead. I've got the movie all queued up. Again, I don't know anything about it. I haven't even looked it up on IMDb. So, because I didn't want to, I wanted to continue to go in blind. So I will give the, official IMDb summary and, synopsis and credits at the end of the watch. Again, just to preserve the mystery of what this movie is. So, with that said, we'll go ahead and hit play. All right, so it stars Barry Cohegan, because I'm just reading the credits, Jacob Elordi, Rosamund Pike, Richard E. Grant, Allison Oliver, Archie Medic, Carey Mulligan. Definitely the downside to not looking up pronunciations is I am guaranteed to butcher it even worse than I normally do. My apologies. All right, so it's 2006. I'm big fancy British college, private school. Someone's got the juicy pants on with the word juicy across the butt. That was a moment. Oh boy. That dude is very passionate about his maths. Don't ask someone if they've read the reading list and then give them shit for doing so. Jesus. What a dick. Fuck that guy. Stalker. An admirer from afar is definitely a stalker. That guy screams stalker. I think I use thus more than robust. In fact, I didn't know that was a word. You know, no matter how grateful I would be to someone for helping me out the way Oliver helped Felix there with the bike, I don't think I could do the whole, like, even just like a quick little peck on the helmet. That feels inappropriate. Boo. Boo. Are you saying boo or booerns? Aw, that was so nice of Felix. I'm currently finding Michael, Maths Michael, and Oliver very concerning. Michael being all weird in the library about how he'll get bored of him. Like, they hadn't, like, Michael and Oliver hadn't really, like, seen each other for a while. And now Oliver's watching Felix getting it on with Annabelle. Was a bit of a snob. Like, red flags. You know, so it seems Felix has gotten bored of both Oliver and Annabelle. Ew. 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 The sink and the mirror in the back. Ew. Blech. Oh, I don't like it. Oh, it's up there for way too long. Ew. I don't have a very strong stomach when it comes to that kind of stuff. I'm like barely looking at the TV screen. Ew! It was so fucking gross. It was up there way too long. Oh, God. Oh, shit. Okay. Rocking it up in some gross stuff. It's a nice sentiment, though. Not the rock landing and the gross stuff, just the whole writing the name on the rock of someone who passed and thrown in the river or in the water. Saltburn is the place Felix is from. Like, even though I don't know anything about this movie, I'm still getting very nervous. They said the name of the movie and it's the place and they're going to the place where people stay months at a time. Like, I don't know. Nothing good is going to happen. I feel like. And I kind of can't wait. Whee! Holy shit. That place is fucking huge. The butler doorman guy, just, I don't like him. I'm very unnerved. Those doors looked familiar. Yeah, Duncan, stop being so goddamn terrifying. Ew. That house is insane. Way too big. Very cool, but like, all I can think about is cleaning it. Blech. What is up with this mother? Oh my God. Oh my God, what a nightmare. Fucking hell is right, Oliver. Jesus. My God, a black tie dinner? Like, that's too much. I'm sometimes in a bathrobe at dinner. Having to put on a whole new set of clothes. Ugh!
You must be desperate to be rid of us and find your own place. I quite understand.
Fancy pants way of saying, get the fuck out. What a weird breakfast. At least that wasn't all black tie fancy. But still very awkward and intense. Woo, but... what the fuck? Slurping up the bathtub water? Oh, what? Not the drain. Not the drain. Oh my God. Slurping. Thank you, closed captioning. Oh my God. What the fuck? Holy shit. Oh my God. She was a lesbian for a while, but it was just too wet for her. That is an amazing line. I missed everything else in this scene. Oh shit. That mom is ridiculous. I kind of love it. I have a feeling someone was playing someone with Mom and Oliver there, but I'm not sure who. Maybe they're both kind of playing fucking with each other. I don't trust any of these people. Oh, ew. Ew, Ollie, what the fuck? No. Oh, God. Uh-uh. Oh, that's a hard pass. Hard pass. Oh, nope. Nope, none of that. Ugh. I know I have, like, the most grossed out look on my face because I can feel my face all scrunched up in disgust and horror. Oh my God. And there he goes. Oh no. Ooh. Oh. What is going on? Ollie just straight up lying to Felix now about the whole encounter with his sister. The karaokeing. Oh my God. Not terrible. Okay, the second part of that karaoke scene was... awkward, cringy, and now Ollie is punching mirrors. Uh-oh. Going home to see Mom. This is not gonna go well. Oof. That scene with Ollie's parents, that was kind of intense. In an awkward, very awkward way. Quite the rager. People puking in the fountain, getting it on, like, everywhere. Nice. Well, he's got, like, antlers for his costume, I guess.
I can try. Felix, we need to talk. Felix, come on. Good man,
fuck up somebody else. Oh boy. So Felix is 1000% done with Ollie's lying ass. And I feel like Ollie's not going to take it very well. Okay, like the roast master with the pig mask spinning, like. Lovely. Loved it. It was beautiful. Thank you for that. And the horse mask, not weird, creepy, or anything. Oh, it's Farley. Love that Felix has the wings, because of course. And Ollie has the antlers or horns. Both look amazing, though, by the way. I love the jacket Ollie's wearing. And then Felix's just kind of simple white tank top, jeans. And that hair, he has amazing hair. There's some really great hair in this movie. Yep, that silhouette with Ollie in the garden area, the horns, very nice. As he's following Felix and the girl Felix is with. Oh, he found him. Oh, that's a cool statue. That looks like a disgusting party to have to clean up. Ew. No, Ollie, no. Oh, God, I knew he was going to do something weird at the grave. No. No. Oh, my God, no. No. Oh, what the fuck? No, Ollie, no. Oh, mm-mm. Oh, fuck. No, stop it. Don't do that. Stop it. Oh. Good God. What in the shit? Oh, my lordy sakes. What the fuck? Jesus. Oh, I'm nervous for V. Oh my God. I think it's time, Oliver, for you to go home discreetly tonight. Now I'm nervous for the dad because he's trying to tell Oliver to get the fuck out. Oh my God. Oh boy. I can honestly say that these last few months have been the happiest of my life. It's just such a shame you got so ill. Holy shit. What did he do? I promise I'll look after this house just as Felix would have. Oh, he's not gonna do weird things with the corpse, is he? Dude, bud. What the fuck? Oh my. What the fuck was that? What? No, what? I have no idea what the fuck I just watched. I mean, other than a lot of Barry Keoghan butt and wiener. What? Okay. Okay, I... What the fuck? Holy shit, what the hell was that? No, seriously, what the fuck was that? Oh my God. I am at quite the loss for words. That was an interesting movie. Okay. Well, I'm still processing.
Well, it's pretty cool how the period joke at the beginning of the episode kind of went along with the movie, so that's fun. Glad that that all worked out. Fantastic. All right, so before I try and sum up whatever the fuck that was, here's the IMDb synopsis and credits. So, a student at Oxford University finds himself drawn into the world of a charming and aristocratic classmate who invites him to his eccentric family's sprawling estate for a summer never to be forgotten. This movie stars Barry Cohegan, Jacob Elordi, Rosamund Pike, Archie Madekwe, Allison Oliver, Richard E. Grant, just to name a few, and it was written and directed by Emerald Fennell. It's available on Prime with subscription and rentable at various streamers, and it does not look like it is available on DVD yet, so it won't be available at your local library yet. All right, so this movie was something else. So, all right. So to kind of quickly recap, the movie opens with Ollie talking to someone, kind of telling the story about him and Felix. We get like some montages of scenes that play out later, but we don't know who he's talking to yet. But we do kind of get that feeling that, oh, Felix is dead, but we just don't know why or how yet. So as the movie continues and Ollie arrives at Oxford, and he's kind of admiring, you know, he sees Felix from afar and starts to admire him and everything. And you already get this sense that like, maybe Ollie's a little on like the obsessive side, that kind of like, that's red flags. But kind of throughout, I really wasn't sure who to trust. Again, yes, we get Ollie in the beginning and we assume that Felix is dead and all, but it's like, why? How? Was it like just purely obsessive rage? Was there an act like a bit of self-defense in there? And mostly because like I don't trust the rich because they're rich. And they also were trying to paint Felix as this rich, pretty boy, playboy type that has his playthings and he gets bored of his playthings. And you're just kind of like, oh shit, then what does he do? You know, he's almost like too good looking, too attractive to be like, there's got to be something a little more sinister. But at the same time, you know, I'm not trusting Ollie either, you know, because he shows up at Oxford and, you know, he's a scholarship student. He's kind of outcasted for being poor. And the poor can be dangerously desperate. So, and especially with the way Ollie looks at Felix, you're just like, something's not right here. But they made Ollie a sympathetic poor, with family struggling with addiction, a father who dies, but like not really. And seeing people kind of talk a little shit about him for being poor, you're just like, that's not nice. It's one thing to outcast him because maybe he's a little weird and you're just like, oh, I'm getting like really creepy vibes from you. That's one thing. But because he's presenting as a poor person or a scholarship student, not so much, but whatever. Classism, Oxford, you get it. Anyway. But they end up. So Felix and Ollie have an encounter with a busted bicycle and Ollie gets to save the day. Whee! And then that kind of gets them to, you know, introduce each other. They're a little meet cute and begin a friendship-ish. Clearly, Ollie is still admiring Felix. And like, you don't really blame him. Because again, Felix is really, really good looking. So everything's going fantastic. And Felix invites Ollie out to his big fancy place, the Saltburn Estate and everything. And then that's where Ollie starts doing some weird shit. Like arranging accidental deaths and suicide and getting dudes kicked out for good and everything. And just, and then like shacking up with the widowed mom and getting Saltburn Estate at the end so he can dance naked through it. Like, what the fuck? So he, okay. So I have a lot of questions. So, okay. You know, by the end of the movie, we get all the big twists and everything and how Ollie manipulated everything from the beginning, from the bike, Felix's bike breaking, his tire popping or whatever. But then everything takes this turn at Saltburn where Ollie starts to, he just kind of just really fucking with the family. Like literally fucking with the sister, getting it on during, getting some period love in there, earning his Red Wings. And it's like, you know, why is it just to manipulate her so he can continue to manipulate Felix, you know, cause he kind of does the same thing with, Farley. Yeah, is this just like a power move for him? Why does he target this family? Is it just because he ends up being like, just like he said, he loved Felix, but sometimes he hated him. And so did that hate turn into this like, well, if I can't have him, no one will kind of thing. And then spread to the family. Does he not like the super rich? Did he always just want Saltburn? Is he just that kind of cuckoo pants? I don't know. And that's what I kind of love about it, is just not having those answers, because I think it makes them that much scarier and just kind of creepy. Like, there are no true motives. It just seemed like kind of one act of violence after another of just, in a way, again, to manipulate Felix and try to keep him, so to speak. So it wasn't a matter of Felix trying to keep Ollie as his plaything, but Ollie trying to keep Felix because he's unstable. So that's kind of, those are my big questions. There are a lot of them. It just kind of gets in your head, right? Like all these weird, like little twists and turns and just kind of that shock value of a few of these scenes. kind of showing that Ollie's maybe not all okay. And also, I think keeping the viewer engaged for the movie. Like, the storyline itself is kind of one thing. It's got a lot of talented Mr. Ripley vibes. When a friend messaged and kind of suggested that I should watch this because she thought it would be kind of right up my alley because it's weird and fucked up, you know, she said that's what it reminded her of. And then I was kind of like, I didn't like that movie. But this movie will definitely stand out. I will not be forgetting this movie anytime soon. So, So this movie did a really good job of taking what could have been, what started off as like these super steamy, weamy, sexy scenes, and then made them like super not. So I'm, you know, the scene with Felix in the bathtub, that's like, oh, hello. And then Felix out of the bathtub and Ollie in the bathtub. It was just kind of one of those, oh, no, 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 no. If y'all could have just seen my face during
these scenes. It was a lot of like jaw on the floor, nervous, cringy, don't fucking do it, Ollie faces. I was very tense. I didn't want him to do the things that he did, and then he did them, and I just was like, and I lost it, clearly. So he's slurping the bathtub water, and it's like, and tugging the drain. That's crossing a line. That is truly disgusting. But holy shit. And then again, the way that he like tries to manipulate the sister, I think. I think he tries to do all these things, but he's not like that great at it. Because Farley catches him, unless that was part of his grandmaster plan as well. But either way, he does some sexy time with the sister. And that's not for me. That's not my thing. I'm sorry. It was really fucking gross. But yeah, then Farley catches him, sees him doing all this stuff, hooking up with the sister, hooking up with V, and goes and tells Felix about it to try and push Ollie out, drive that wedge between Felix and Ollie, because Farley, I'm thinking at this point, really is not trusting Ollie. And Ollie lies his way through it, lies to Felix, manipulates that situation where now Felix is, you know, just kind of like, well, what the fuck, Farley? Why would he make this up? And all that kind of stuff. And getting him to try and doubt Farley. So then Ollie goes and has some sexy time with Farley, which was also super hot. But also, like, I was very nervous because I didn't know which way this scene was going to go. And luckily, it didn't end with me screaming and gagging. But it did end with Farley getting accused of stealing something and getting kicked out of the house and the family. And, you know, at this point, I kind of had a moment where I was like, really? You really think Farley, after all this time, is going to try and steal something from you guys? Like, that's a bit jumping to the conclusions, but I think that also kind of fits with this very eccentric family, as it says in the IMDb and as we see play out, because they are something else. Very interesting to watch. The mom, something about her I just absolutely loved. Adored her. She was very entertaining for me. But okay, and so Farley gets kicked out, but is then invited back and during the birthday party and all of that. And then later is kicked out for good, I'm assuming. Because, you know. So then we find out poor Felix, he has passed. And I thought it was kind of cool that they chose not to show his dead body and just kind of like just that shot that we were given. I think it's just as impactful, if not more so, than actually seeing, you know, the character lifeless and on the ground and everything. Plus the way the mom screamed, you just like, first of all, you knew Felix was going to be dead. It was going to be a matter of, you know, just finding him, knowing that the mom was going to find him. But then hearing that scream and that anguish, you're just like, ah, shit. So after that, everything just really escalates and goes downhill for this family. So first that lunch scene after Felix is dead. Back up a little bit. Sorry. So yeah, after the mom finds the body and everyone runs out to the garden, you know, we see the dad just kind of being like in that stage of denial of like, we just need to get him inside. It'll, you know, kind of, it'll be okay and whatnot. And then, you know, Farley and V are just losing it. And the mom's kind of off in the background, trying to like hold it together and everything. And then it's just a matter of like, well, it's lunchtime. So now we got to go into lunch. And clearly they're all still hurting. So it's like this
family is very interesting in that way of like they got to stick to these old ways and not express emotions and wear fancy dress for dinner and all of this stuff. So, because then during the lunch scene, maybe one of the funnier scenes in the whole movie, because we have Duncan running in asking for permission for, because like the cops or the coroners can't, they keep getting lost in the maze. So can he send a gardener? And it's like, yes, just do all of that. Just don't bother these people. So then he has to come back and ask about if he can close the curtains because they got to wheel the body right by. And then you hear the squeaky wheels of the gurney. Sorry. It's hilarious. So awkward, I guess. Just that, like, I don't know what's happening. I'm nervous laughing. But they're just trying to carry on. You know, the parents are just trying to carry on with their day and their lunch and try and have this conversation. The dad even says, like, you know, he's full of emotions too, but he's not, you know, he's not letting Farley away from the table to go grieve or anything. You know, it's just fucked up. And clearly V is just not with it, just pouring an entire bottle of wine into a glass that does not fit an entire bottle of wine and then just chugging that. She probably would have just been better off chugging from the bottle, but that's neither here nor there. It's just this moment. And then you've got Ollie sitting there trying to be kind of grievy and sympathetic, but also trying to maintain some normalcy and holding a conversation with Elsbeth, the mother. It was just so weird. And it was amazing. And then I think shortly after that, or maybe it was still within that lunch scene, but Ollie tells the dad that he saw Farley doing the hard drugs, and that's what gets Farley kicked out for good. Like, we don't see him after that. You know, and then, so clearly he was kind of orchestrating and planning all of that. Or maybe it just everything kind of worked out in his favor because he was always just kind of like a silent observer type. Either way, then there's V. And you knew her number was up. And it was so tense watching that entire scene. And I thought, I don't know why, but I thought Ollie was going to like burst into like some sort of like emotional rage and kill her that way. And I'm like, that would be the sloppiest way for him to have offed someone throughout this movie. But he didn't. And he maintained composure, which is almost scarier. I think it is scary. It's definitely creepier, definitely more unsettling. Just not okay. So the way that, you know, he kills her and he frames it to look like a suicide, which would make sense given her grieving state. But as he's kind of retelling this to whomever, he's like, there's almost like a moment of like pride when he's like, I broke her, you know, and that she couldn't. She even said she couldn't go on living without her brother. So he's just working his way through. And the father tries to get rid of him after the daughter's death. Tries to pay him off to send him away. He ends up leaving, and then eventually the dad dies, and clearly he has been keeping tabs on this family, because by the end we find out that he has orchestrated everything with the mom and getting her back into town, looking at that flat or whatever, or at least running into her at that coffee shop, donut shop. And
and then weasels his way back into what's left of that family's life and into her life. Because there was, for whatever reason, she couldn't let him go. She didn't want to let go of him. Maybe it was a bit of like a reminder of Felix and V, and just kind of like that fun summer, that last summer. Or just maybe she likes to have her pets because she had her friend Pamela staying at Saltburn for a while. And then it almost seemed like she was getting bored of Pamela and Pamela's stories and her drama, and was very eager for Pamela to move out when she was like, I think I found a place. And she's like, great, bye. And then took in Ollie as her new pet. Anyway. So again, the rich just being rich. But so then at the end, we find out that he's telling all of this to a sick Elsbeth. And he's like, oh, these last few months have been great. It's a shame that you fell so ill so fast. So right away, you're just like, motherfucker was poisoning her and somehow still got hurt. But before all that, or throughout all that, convinced her to sign everything over to him. She has no one left. So why the fuck not? And then he does away with her. The way he just rips out that tube. Oh my God. Ugh. Like, I felt that. That was uncomfortable and not okay. And then he dances naked throughout Saltburn. Because woohoo, everything worked out. But it's like, what worked out? Was that the grandmaster plan the whole time? Did everything just escalate and everything just kind of happen to work out for you now? Like, is Duncan still alive? I'm assuming he is because of what, just because the last time we saw him, there was no indication that maybe Ollie offed him or anything. So is Farley still alive? So like how long is Ollie going to be able to enjoy this? Is he even aware of that? What the fuck? Oh, and then the whole thing about like lying about his parents and making up that sad, sympathetic story to just get into to try and like, yeah, win Felix's sympathies over and get in that way with him. Again, that emotional manipulation and just manipulating of the situations in general. Like, what? And it, okay, so, like, because, like, his parents seemed pretty well off. And he has sisters. And we don't get a whole hell of a lot of any kind of background information that would lead us to why Ollie is like this. Has he always kind of been a little off? I mean, other than pretending he was an only child, I don't really think that's too alarming or concerning. But, like, how far did he take that? You know, and then it seemed like he was lying to his parents about everything he was doing at Oxford, all the things he was involved in. So he's really just out there living this whole other life. Like, we see kind of these different Ollies throughout the movie. And I think also that's what makes it so fucking creepy, is that which Ollie is the real Ollie? Is it this kind of shy, timid kid going to Oxford for the first time? Or this, like, stronger, more confident Ollie that we see at the end? Even as he's, you know, when we realize that he's talking to Elsbeth on her deathbed in Saltburn and everything. And I'm sorry, you can't tell me, like, someone didn't see that in that big-ass house and all the ways to, like, lurk and peep and whatnot. Like, someone had to have seen that. Anyway. But he exudes that confidence. It also, you know, helps that he danced naked throughout the estate.
that's a lot of confidence to dance naked through your home, no matter how big or how small or where it's located, right? Like, no matter how isolated it might be. Just what was the original plan? Was it just something as simple as I am infatuated, obsessed with this person, and I want to be within orbit of them and have them fall in love with me and this and that? Oh, that didn't work out, so now their entire family must die and I get their house. What? Oh my God. So, I do really like this movie. These kind of, you know, this movie being is what I consider, you know, one of those kind of slow burn movies. It definitely had some interesting big booms, some icky big booms. But I think that's what I like about it. I think that is what I like about it. Is just the weird turns that this movie fucking took and taking these otherwise sexy moments. So then there's the graveyard scene. I mean, feeling up a pile of dirt on top of a grave is not in itself sexy. However, Barry Cohegan's body is, he is sculpted from a god or something, because it was very nice to look at, to a point. And another thing about this movie is I love this use of the male form, and it's done, like, we just get so many beautiful shots of these wonderful bodies and and dude butts and wieners, and I love that. So, but it wasn't like, it was like tasteful, artful. Maybe that's just how I'm trying to rationalize a lot of male nudity in this movie. But either way, I enjoyed it. So thank you for that, Emerald. Okay. I think I've ranted on about this enough. So still a solid 7. Maybe even a 7.5, a 7.7 or something like that. Very interesting movie. And I think it's definitely worth a rewatch, just knowing the twists and everything and knowing how exactly everything plays out. And because you always kind of see things a little differently on those rewatches once you know the twists and whatnot. You kind of start looking for little clues. So I think that'd be a lot of fun to do. Really interesting to see, like, okay, it's super obvious. But it's not for everyone. Especially those scenes. I am a fucking child. I cannot stop laughing. Oh my God. Anyway, so that'll do it. I think that's enough from me today. I do want to say that I enjoyed the soundtrack. I'm a soundtrack person, and I'm not even like halfway through the movie, and I'm like, that's a pretty good toe-tapping soundtrack. And then, of course, the use of Murder on the Dance Floor at the end there with Ollie dancing naked. I mean, pretty on the nose, but it was fun to watch. So thank you again for that. But anyway, let me know what you think of today's episode. Let me know what you think of the movie Saltburn. What are your theories? Did I miss a lot? Probably, maybe. Classic me. But let me know. And if you have any suggestions for any future episodes, let me know those. Send those to me. Oh my God. Okay. So let me know what you think of today's episode. Let me know what you think of the movie Saltburn. Let me know what your theories might be. Let me know if I missed anything, because that does happen. And if you have any suggestions for future episodes, you can send all of that to mystreamingbubble@gmail.com. You can also follow me on the socials and post suggestions and thoughts and theories, rants and raves and faves there. So you can find this podcast, My Streaming Bubble, on Twitter @StreamingBubble, no my in that. on Facebook, Instagram, and Threads as My Streaming Bubble. And you can find the you can listen to the podcast on a podcast player near you, clearly, obviously, because that's what you're doing. And make sure that you are following my other podcast that I co-host with Aaron from It's a Fandom Thing. And that podcast is called Twin It to Win It. And you can find us at Twitter at Twin It to Win Pod. No second it in that. Facebook, Instagram, Threads as Twin It to Win It Podcast. And you can listen to it on most podcast players. So with all of that said, I'm going to go take a bath, wash this movie off, and go about the rest of my day. So thank you all for listening. And until next time, keep streaming. Bye.